We learn Masechtas Brachas Dav Zayin on Beis, and we're starting on top of the Amud. Om Yechon Mishum Mishum Meichoy. V'yoyim Shavar Karas Baruch Hu Olam Lo Ya'odam Shekara Karas Baruch Hu Odoin. There was no one who called the Karas Baruch Hu in the shame of Adnus, like we know Ad Hashem, you know, at the shame of Adnus. Ad Shabba Avram. V'kara Odin Shnemar, like it says in the Pasuk, V'yoyimer Adonoye Elihim V'ma Eda Ki Irishana. So we see that he said, they call it Hashem Adnus. We see this passing. Now the first time it was called Hashem Adnus, because Adnus means like the Adonai Olam, the creator of the world, and until Avram Avinu came, no one ever called the Kodesh Baruch Hu Adon. Omar Rav, after kneeling, Nenel B'Shvil Avram, Shenemar, says by the kneeling apostle, V'at Hashemah L'Kei Yotfilis Avdecha, V'tachan Uno, V'ho'er Panecha Mikdashecha Hashomim, and he's davening to Hashem, L'man, it says L'man Hashem, because of you. Why Laman Hashem? Laman Avram Shekarucha Adoin. It means Laman Avram that called Hakadosh Baruch Hu Adoin. Like Tosfos speaks out, there was before Avram, there were people who called Hashem by his name, but that was Yud Kei Vav Kei. Tosfos says Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem, says in the pasuk, but that was the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei, not the shame of Adnus. It's the same memory as before. So since we're bringing down Shimon ben Yechai, he's over here, so we brought that again. They shouldn't be meratz a person m'shas when he's angry. He sees from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He said, "Ponai yaleichu v'anichoy silach." V'yom shavar Hakadosh Baruch Hu shalomoy, from the beginning of the creation of the world until Leah. Lo yhoya adam shahid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one thanked the HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the lashon haydaah. Ad shebasa leah v'haydasai. Shnema pam oides Hashem. Talking about when Yehuda was born, he said, now I'll thank Hashem. It's the first time we find haydaah in the Torah. Or bechlal, in the world. Reuven, the name Reuven. So Gemara Darshan, the pasuk says, ki ra Hashem ba'anyi. But lemaisa, the Ma'amira here is in a Dayashin, a different Taich in this Pasuk. And I am Ashaw, had he ever right to say a different shot. Omra Abelaza, Omraleya, Ru'uma ben Bini leben Chami. Look at the difference between my son and the son of my Shver. The son of my Shver is Esav. The Ilu ben Chami, Abigadam Adaiti Zabim Chirusei, even though Medas, he sold his Bechar, Esav sold his Bechar to Yaakov. And still, he was ready to kill him. All angry at Yaakov that you fooled me. What do you mean? You sold it to him. And look at my son, Reuven. Even though it was given to Yosef forcefully, he didn't want to give away his Bechara. That his Bechara was given to Yosef. Mamash, this week's parasha. That Bechal Yitzui of it was given Bechars Bnei Yosef. He was not jealous of him. He didn't get angry at him. He wanted to save him. And you see from this memra that the Bechar was taken away from Reuven before Parshas Vayechi, when he asked Yosef to do the Kavura. That's what Lau learned. That was then, B'shas, the end of his life, that he gave the Bechar to Yosef. No, it's Mavuy already from this Gemara. And it's in the Medrash Tanchum already that B'shas Chilal Yitzui Aviv, Reuven lost his Bechar and it went to Yosef. Why to go to Yosef at that time? Because really, it was supposed to be to Yosef anyway, because Yosef was from Rachel, and Rachel was the Ikka wife. But Lamaisa, when Reuven was born, it was and Leah was the first, it was given to Reuven. Once Reuven was Mechal Yitzui Aviv, that went back to the rightful place, which was from to Yosef, who was the oldest of Rachel, and he became the Bechar. So the Gemara Vayit, it says Rus. Now the Gemara here wants to start dashing names. Reuven, we'll see Shma Gorim. The name of a person is Gorim certain things in his life. And so Reuven is Shma Gorim. We're going to dash more about names. Rus. Why is Rus called Rus? My Rus. Omra Yechanan, of course, this name was given before even David HaMelech was even conceived. But the point is, you see, a name is Goyrim, certain things. My Rus, Amalekhan, Shazachsa, Viyatsa, Mamena, David. She was Zaycha, that David HaMelech came out of her. Shirivu, Alakaris Baruch, Shirish Bachas. The Kaviyachal satiated Hakaris Baruch with Shirois, Vitish Bachas. Manolo, Nishma, Garim. How do you know that the name causes certain things on a person? Or Amalazad, Amakra, Lechu chazu mefalais Hashem asher som shamais ba'aretz. I'll take a shamais al shemais. You see that the mefalais Hashem, things of Hashem are called shemais. And there's a famous Chacham Sofer in Parashas Korach. He says, metamuani, that the Bnei Levi called their kid Korach. Korach was one of the alufei Korach of Esav. So he says, you see from here what a name could do. The name Korach, why did Korach go off? Because his name was Korach. He took a name, a goyish name, the name of Korach. So Kav HaChoyim, if someone has a name of a big tzaddik, you know what that does? You know, anyone has a name, all our names, Baruch Hashem, Kavim, Tzaddikim, you know, someone has a name of the Chofetz Chaim, the, you know, Shmuel Hanavi, anyone, you see what a name could do. Moshe Rabbeinu. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Yeah. What? Moshe Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Moshe. What? Yishmol. I know, certainly, Yishmol did tshuva, l'maisa. Yishmol did tshuva. Also, the Gemara brings down that when after a certain maisa with Alexander the Great, the next year, all the babies were called Alexander. That's why we have a name Alexander. It's a Goyish name. It comes from a Goyish name. But still, if the Chazal give a name also, that's a... We can't even imagine how big that is also. So the Chazal said the name Alexander, Vakar is Toiv, it's a big Zach also. Oram v'yichram, Hashem Rav Shem v'yichoyim. Koshot harbis ra b'soich beisei shal odom yose mimachemez goig umagag. Shem v'yichoy says that bad chinuch in the house, and a bad child in the house, chas v'shalom, is worse than mechemez goig umagag. Shnemar, mizmol odol v'orcho b'nei av'shalom b'noi. This is the mizmor of Avishalom. Avishalom was a hard child for David HaMelech, obviously. V'chsib Asrei says, after Hashem, Marabu Tzorai, Rabim Kam Olai. Look at my, the Ribu Tzorais, Rabim Kam Olai. So you see, having Avishalom in the house was a lot of Tzorais. If you look at it, Mechem is Goyik and Mogik, in the same pasuk, in the same Tillim, not the same pasuk, the same author writes, Loma Rokshu Goyim, Ulum Yagurik. Why did Goyim so scared of Mechem is Goyik and Mogik? What's the big deal? Vilu, my Rabu Tzorai, like Siv. You see that the Goyik and Mogik was nothing compared to Tarbis Ro, where there's called Rabu Tzorai, and by the Mechem is Goyik, it says, Loma Rokshu Goyim, which Rashi's Taichus means, Mata Elis Lahem. I'm a Dovah Kal Benim. Only Dovah Kal wasn't a big deal.
So said he was scared of Mechem is Goyik.
No, he wasn't. He was scared of Avshalom. No, when he talked this parasha, this psukim in Tillim talks about Goyig and Magog, and it says that after Mashiach comes, they're going to say, oh, Lama Raksha, why are the Goyim so scared? The Goyig and Magog wasn't such a big deal. And it doesn't say Lashon Ma'arab Mitzorai. Even after, it doesn't say that Lashon. It's only by Avshalom, it's Lashon, the Ribuy of Tzoros. The wasn't asked, Mizmal Dava Varkhunay Avshalom? Benoi, Mizmol David. It says, David sang Mizmoiris when he ran away from Avshalom his son. Kino David Boyle. Just say it's a kino. It's like a hespit. Shimon Avshalom, Moshel Ma'adav Daima. You know, the Moshel's Daima too. Lom Shiyotzel of Star Chayv. He had a Star Chayv, went out on him. Kodom Shaparo, before he paid up. He's very nervous. You know what's going to happen. Right? Take away his house, take away his car, put him in jail. La'acha Shaparo, after he pays up, Samach, he's happy, it wasn't so bad. Afkein, David, Kibin Shom Lekarish Baruch Hu, Nimeikim Malach, Ram Beisecha. I think this passage went after the Maisa Basheva, Nosan Hanavi tells him, because you did a Avera, we're going to bring a Ram Beisecha onto you. So your Otzev, you're scared, I'm Hashem, Eved, a Mamzer, may be an Eved, one of my Avadim, or a Mamzer, who, Lechai, is like, not going to have a Rachmanis on me. Kibin Chaza, Avshalom, who, once he saw it was Avshalom, who's the one who was going to be the one who's come alav l'ra. Samach. He was happy. A son has rachmanis on him. Even though the Mefarshim asked that Avshalom tried to kill him, so some say he didn't really try to kill him. There's a riot. He didn't really try to kill him. And others say, a geshmak pshat, that Avshalom trying to kill a father, shleika derech hateva. Once it's shleika derech hateva, then he's happy. No, it's all min hashmayim. It's very clear. But when you have something with derech hateva, that's much more scary. Somebody that's min hashmayim is not as scary. So this, if Avshalom would have killed him, that had to be min hashmayim, because the kenega that teva. It's not the teva. The teva is a son has rachamim on his father. And that's why he rejoiced that it was Avshalom who stood up against him, because b'teva, that will not be a problem. It's mutter to rates on, to scream at the Rishon in this world, to start up with them. Nema, Oizvei Torah Yahalu Rasha, V'Shomrei Torah Yisgarabam. People who don't like Torah, they praise the Rishon. But the Shomrei Torah are Misgarabam. Tainam Hachi, Rabbi Sari ben Ross and Omer, Mutlos Gars, Bershom, El Mazesh, Shanem, Oiz Tori Al Rasha, Vimlach Shachlon Loimar, if you're going to Taina, have a different Pasuk, Vaksiv, Al Tischam Reim, Al Tikani Bais Avla, don't start up with Rishom and don't be jealous, don't start up with Oisi Avla, the people do have errors. So it's a Pasuk that you can't start up. That's someone who's nervous, touch the pasuk that way. I'll tell you how to touch the pasuk. Don't be like jealous of Reim to be like them. That's what it means. Don't get together with them to be like them. If I care, don't be like them. And the pasuk first like that, Al yikane li b'cha b'chatoim, ki b'yos Hashem kol yoyim. It says, don't be jealous b'chatoim. So Gemara is coming out right now. Mutl is garis bersham. Gemara has a kasha on this. Gemara is going to have at least three or four terutzim. Frey Gemara kasha ini. V'omer Rabbi Yitzchak and Reisa Rasha shasha'ah misachek asloy. Al tzgaraboy. You see a Rasha that's going good. A certain president. You see it's going good. Al tzgaraboy. Don't start up with him. Shenema yichilu deracha v'choleis. You should. Yichilu deracha v'choleis means that yatzliach. That his thing will be his hatzlacha is b'chol eis right now. Don't start up with him. He even zeichem v'din. He sees his enemies get destroyed. He can blow away all his enemies. So Rabbi Yitzchak says that if you see a Rosh that's going good, don't start up with him. He was saying, do start up with him. So first there, it's like this. Like Hashem meal today, have meal shemaya. When it comes to meal of the shemaya, you could start up with him. Meal of the day, when it comes to things that are gashmiyistik, then don't start up with him. But when it comes to the ruchniyistik of things, meal of shemaya, you could start up with him, even b'shah shemisachek eslach. That's one terence. You say, mahav ha meal of the shemaya, both talking meal of the shemaya. It means meal of the day, for sure, don't start up with him. Even meal of the shemaya, it's not so posh to start up with him. Like kasha, ha barash shasham misachek eslach, even by Milo Shemaya, if everything's going good, is not the time now to give him Musa to start up with him. It's only when he's not doing good. That's the second term. So, by saying, Mahavab Rosh Hashem Mesachekeslai. Talking about both of them, Rosh Hashem Mesachekeslai. Loi Kasha. Hav it's at a Gomer, it's at a Gomer. If he's a Tzadik Gomer, you could start up with him. The Rav Huna, Maidach Siv, Lomot Habit Begdim, Tachrish, Bebala Rosh Tzadik Imenu. You should be quiet when the Rasha is swallowing up the Tzaddik Mimenu. Someone's a bigger Tzaddik than him. Chi Rasha B'lei HaTzaddik, V'chsiv Hashem L'yaz V'enu B'yadai. How can Rasha be B'lei HaTzaddik? Hashem says he's never going to leave a Tzaddik B'yadai. V'chsiv L'yaz V'enu Tzaddik L'oven. Oven. No bad will happen to a Tzaddik. El HaTzaddik Mimenu B'lei. If he's a bigger Tzaddik than him, not a big Tzaddik. He's like the Rekvega of the taxi. He's a bigger Tzaddik than him. Tzaddik Gomor ain't a B'lei. But Tzaddik Gomor, that is not B'lei. So the third teretz is that the difference between Tzaddik Gomor and not Tzaddik Gomor. The boy say, "Shaw misachek es loyshani." Shaw is different. Now, why is this teretz different? So you have to look at the marshal. The marshal says that the kavanah of the gemara is that when a shaw misachek es, and even a tzadik gomer shouldn't start with him. It's b'shaw she'ena misachek es. Is there a chiluk in tzadik gomer and tzadik ena gomer? So if you want to, you have to make a whole chart to figure it out. But this last teretz saying is that shaw misachek es loy lekul, no one can start with him. Even then, only a tzaddik gomer can start up with him. And we're talking about mila d'shmaya. Mila d'day, zecha can't start up with him. I'm going to go back to a thing we said before called kaveya makom l'tfilasoi. If you our gersa, means this. There's another gersa teirasoi. Anyone's kaveya makom for his tefila, oivav noifam tachtav. His enemies fall in front of him. Shnev v'samti makom la'ami liyishov v'netativ v'shachin tachtav. Well, you guys are, oi, loisifu b'nei av la'anoisoi kashav reshoina. It says you have a makom la'ami, and shachin tachtav, yimamish, you stay in your place of tefila, you don't move. It's talking about the Beis Mikdash, actually, this pasuk. It says, you know what's going to happen? That b'nei avla won't be ma'ana you anymore, la'anoisoi, they won't bother you anymore, like they used to bother you. The problem is they have the exact same pasuk twice in the Torah. Once in Shmuel and once in Devar Yamim. The only difference is, the exact same pasuk, the only difference is, one says, V'lo yisifu b'nei avlo la'anoisoi, and one says, V'lo yisifu b'nei avlo livaloisoi. So the Mara has a kasha. V'arhu rami, k'siv la'anoisoi, k'siv livaloisoi. Zoktimar, but Tchila, beginning when they built the Beis Mikdash, the plan was that the davening there will stop any inui even from a goy. L'besoif, at the end, all the turaif was the chaloisei, not to destroy the Eden forever, kilyon, but did not help for anoisei. After the chatam, it didn't help anoisei. Being mashamish atamat chacham, which means servicing atamat chacham, is better than learning from him. The achav was asking, or Yeshafat was asking, is there anyone here who could pass in the shayla there by going to war? It says, he poured water on Eliyahu. Lomad leinema. I didn't say he learned by Eliyahu. Elod yotzak. Malamicha gedolah shemusha yoyis lemuda. Shemush is better than limud. Why is shemush better than limud? Zoktim ha'ashah, because you learn halacha l'maisa from shemush. When you learn in shir from someone, you don't learn halacha l'maisa a lot of times. But if you see the maisim of a tzaddik, then you learn the halacha l'maisa. And therefore, gadol shemusha yoyser mil limuda.